Welcome to another episode of Rough Talk VR, a weekly podcast with in-depth game reviews, exclusive developer interviews, and the latest MetaQuest and virtual reality news. We join our hosts, the father-son team of D. Scruffles and Stratus today, as they spend another episode breaking down and discussing the world of virtual reality.
Hey, welcome to this episode of Rough Talk VR. It's good to be back in business after a small little break.
Just a couple of days off.
Yeah, but for us, that's a long time. We're used to our 2 to 3 episode schedule, so it's good to be back in business, kicking things off strong. You know, after a nice trip over to Austin, I do want to say right off the top, I got to
Austin, Massachusetts.
It's funny how many times I've heard that joke. You made it originally. I mean, it's a Tom Green joke.
Yeah.
From way back, but you referenced it to me maybe like 6 months ago, and yeah. I swear since that day, I have heard that like 12 times. It's funny.
Like, yeah, anytime somebody says, Austin.
Yeah.
Like, Austin, Massachusetts. It was like the best scene, man.
Yeah. So that it was a good trip, and, you know, I think the highlight for me was being able to go see the Walkabout peeps.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're good peeps, as you imagine. Their studios, good vibes. It'd be weird if it wasn't in the case of Walkabout, but, right. You know, besides getting to see them, I came home with some Walkabout swag. That's a good time. For both of us too, made sure to
score. I'm very, very grateful for that.
Yeah, made sure to score you a shirt as well. It's a cool one. It's a Meow Wolf one, but it has like the list of all the courses up until that point on the back. So
that's I like a real all good the new one. Courses they put there too by accident. Nah, I'm just fucking around.
That would be funny. Like, wow, here's that has the whole next.
Oh, they are doing Star Wars. Holy shit!
So I'm excited for what Walkabout has next. But it was really cool to meet up in person, get to know them a bit. But in actual VR news,
that is news.
Yeah, I guess so. That's personal VR news though. Yeah. But in the grand VR news, an upcoming game that's a remake of an original VR game called Wanderer. The remake's going to be Wanderer: The Fragments of Fate. The original, I believe, was just Wanderer, but it was available on PC VR previously, and I was so jealous of it. I always wanted to play it. You'll laugh because I always talk about the Woodstock scene. It's 100% what's sold me on it, but it's a time traveling game that takes you through different, I guess, eras in time, and it looks like even the future. But the remake of it is all the content of the original, I'm sure, plus some. I don't know if it's just additional or like additional polish, or if there's new content in it as well.
It'll be a while before I play the original, so. I shouldn't say a while, you never know, but because eventually we're going to get PC VR and you know we'll probably end up getting this.
Well, maybe there'll be no reason to. Maybe this one is everything good about the original plus more. Let's see. But this one's also going to be available on, you know, besides PC VR, like the original, it's also going to be available on PSVR 2. And for people like me and you, it's going to be on Quest standalone as well. And they've teased some promotional videos of it, like showing side by sides of each platform. And the Quest
doesn't look bad.
No, the Quest one looks pretty comparable. And they launched a new trailer last week announcing their release date, which is going to be June 27th on all those platforms.
3 months.
Yeah. And the trailer that they showed, I don't know what platform it was on in that trailer, but it looked tight.
I thought it was PS.
I imagine it would be PSVR or PCVR. It looked too good for Quest, but if their promotional videos are consistent, the Quest version's just as good. So I don't know. That could be what it looks like on the Quest platform as well. If that's the case, that's unbelievable.
Hey, I don't really complain about the graphics on the Quest.
We never did on the Quest 2.
No.
When we first got the Quest 2.
Things just keep getting better and better. I mean, I get a new game and I look at it and I'm like, damn, the consistency's starting to happen.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like you're seeing less bad quality graphical games, which, you know, 2 years ago would have been more than fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, times are moving. They're moving quick too, man.
Yeah, I was going to say very fast.
Yeah.
You know, a game like Wanderer, The Fragments of Fate, I don't think that could have possibly run when we first got the Quest 2.
No, I think half the games we play probably wouldn't.
Yeah, Ghost of Tabor. Even, you know,
I mean, they have it running on the 2, though.
Yeah, I just meant when it first came out.
First,
you know,
came out, no.
Because we've seen the Quest. Remember, the Quest 2 got more powerful 2 times
yep.
since it had come out. they clocked it up more and more. So, and of course, developers get craftier.
Yeah, and the knowledge is there. 2 year mark, that's when you start seeing the technology really being hammered out. And then a new headset will come.
Yeah.
I hope as the, you know, things progress further that developers actually get some schematics on. It doesn't even have to be the head, at least letting them know, like, this is going to be the power you'll have. This will be the
some more advanced notice.
Correct.
Because it seemed like that, you know, some people got the Quest 3 early in terms of developers, mm-hmm. but it didn't seem like it was the common.
No.
By any means.
But I still give props to all the ones that
quickly had updates.
Yeah.
And we're still seeing
optimized it for the 3.
Mm-hmm. And we're still seeing those, you know, roll out. Like mm-hmm. Genotype did one the other week, you know, so it takes developers, you know, how many months when they can't get the headset until the general public too. And even the developer teams that are able to score them, you know, they're probably able to only get one or two,
which isn't enough
for the whole team, especially if they're working remotely.
And when the boss has one, you ain't got one.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably number one priority of who's going to get one, if anybody, right?
Right. So. Although I could honestly see most CEOs would be like, mm-hmm. I don't even need it. Give it to Tony. He'll figure it out.
But I'm excited for Wanderer. You know, June 27th, you know, that's not right around the corner, but it's going to come quick. Yeah, you know, three, four months
is nothing.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. That's a day oneer for me. I'm so excited. It looks like it has a little bit of everything of like exploration, shooter, puzzle. You know, I'm sure people
that's already got a fan base that's played it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see the comparisons of people who played it on PC VR, but also own Quests, and then they can, because I won't have that ability, but I'll be able to play it from the Quest perspective.
Yeah, and if there's no content that didn't make it from the original or anything, it's just enhanced. Oh man, I'm excited.
Be rendering shit that they had to scale back on at this point.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious what they roll out with. But June 27th for Wanderer, the Fragments of Fate, and I am excited. And another one that I didn't see this one coming at all. It's called Zombie Army VR. It's going to be coming to the Quest, PSVR 2, and Steam VR in sometime in 2024. No exact date yet. But they rolled out a trailer that was for PlayStation VR 2. And it's a two-player co-op zombie game with a campaign. You know, fans, in my opinion, of Arizona Sunshine 2, probably going to have a good time with this one. It's another good zombie shooter, and it looked really fun in the trailer.
Well, it's co-op, so
yeah, that's
right
all,
off the bat.
I'm sold.
I'm down to play it. But I mean, there's a lot of zombie shooters, dude. You know, it's the market's pretty steep, but for some people, that's their jam. I mean, they don't want to play other games. They don't want to play Tetris or chess or anything. They just fucking love shooting zombies. But I mean, I kind of do too. One of our first games was a zombie shooter.
Well, then it's not even the zombie shooter aspect that really sells me. It's exactly what you said at the start. It's the co-op.
Yeah.
And co-op campaign. It's not like just co-op little horde mode and runs. It's like, no, we get to do, just like Arizona Sunshine 2, we'll be able to do this.
I won't make that comparison. Only because there's no way. The movement in this one is definitely not open world type situation where you can go explore.
Yeah, I'll say Arizona Sunshine 2 is the pinnacle. That's the one to try to beat. You know, I'm not comparing it that this one's going to be as good or better. This is their first iteation of a zombie shooter.
The category to me is the best.
Yes, I agree.
Zombie shooter experience, and that's only because they've tacked on the story, like a really good story. Mm-hmm. Adult humor. Of course, they throw in the animal.
Which, by the way.
And you can do a co-op.
Yeah.
So, they covered all the bases.
Yeah, I just think it's a fair comparison as, you know, co-op, zombie shooter with a story. But I am I'm curious to see how the story actually plays. Is it any good? I mean, how's the writing of it? Or is it just, you know, hey, we get to play it together and
I'm betting it's going to roll heavier on the
gameplay
the
aspect.
The gameplay and the killing co-op than the actual story.
Which they did show some good stuff like environmental interactables within in the terms of shooting barrels, they're exploding. I loved one aspect where they hit them with the butt of the gun
yeah.
and then shot. That's a great aspect. So looks like there's some melee to it as well. some different variety of weapons. So I'm excited for it. Two-player co-op, that's all I need. Me and you are going to have a good time. And it's cool that it runs on multiple platforms. You know, they're gonna reach a wide audience like that. They're rolling all out at once, too. That's good. Everybody's going to be able to get a taste of this one. But in other news, too, speaking of PSVR 2, you know, they showed off a lot of trailers last week, too. We watched probably like three or four that were all PlayStation VR 2. But they did announce that they're working on trying to have it finished later this year. The ability for what they said is PlayStation users to use their PSVR 2 to access additional VR titles on PC. They didn't say anything more than that. Like, example, are you going to be able to use the PlayStation VR 2 directly to the computer without the PlayStation 5 now? Or are you still going to need to go through? Are you still going to need to go PlayStation VR, PS5, and then stream it from the computer? That's possible. If this allows you to bypass the PS5 and it becomes a straight to PC VR headset, that's huge in my opinion.
It'll start selling headsets for them.
Because then you don't need that hardware, the PS5. If you still need the PS5 to do this whole process,
that's
pointless, right?
I mean, to me, it sounds like, honestly, that Sony's trying to do a little bit of a heavy push. I mean, the data's starting to come out. The numbers don't look fantastic. I'm sure there's a lot of screaming and yelling and not what we expected conversations taking place. So, I mean, you got to do something. And if it can work, well, I don't see why it couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
If they can, you know. So, I mean, that might just save their headset and go, look, we get it. Not everyone's going to spend $1,000 for a PS5 and a headset.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting absolutely thunderfucked by Meta. You know, I mean, it's a real... You can't imagine everyone's walking around the office at Sony being like, dude, everything's great, man.
Yeah.
Look at the numbers. Because they have huge operating costs.
Well, there was like no marketing for it at launch. If they did the marketing that they're doing now, like example, you know, letting it run on the PC, hopefully. And, you know, like we said, we saw like, you know, three, four good trailers that were all PSVR 2. If they did that kind of push at launch, we might have actually seen some movement.
That's the first thing we said, was like, this should have been done
at launch
when it came out. Yeah. And I honestly feel like they were just living off the fan club of Sony fans.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not
enough. No.
You know, I mean, Xbox and Sony, they can freaking go, okay, we're coming out with the PlayStation 6 in 2025. That's all they have to say. They don't have to do a picture. Mm-hmm. People are going to start going apeshit, right? Yeah. Same thing with Xbox. We're going to come out with one even better. But you start throwing niche devices on top of it.
Then you have to actually market it.
You gotta start. Yeah. So I think what we're seeing now is them starting to realize that.
They didn't do enough?
Yeah. We gotta do something to save this and get headsets sold. Because, dude, I mean, production-wise, they know how to do this. So you can't. Think of the warehouses that are just sitting there with headsets.
You would imagine that. Nothing. I mean, how many decades has Sony been in the business? You'd think that they'd be a well-oiled machine production-wise, so I agree on that.
Egos, dude.
They seem to have dropped the marketing.
I don't mean that, like, maybe they have egos, but just that it reminds me similar to, like, you know, hey, my brand is enough.
Somebody high up somewhere said that we don't need to market this. That's how it feels.
Yeah, it was not a strong marketing campaign at all.
No, because even the trailers that they showed off, it's like, wow, that's making the device look kind of attractive.
A 1,000,000%. We saw three trailers and every one of them had like
great graphics.
Yeah.
Everything looked amazing. Yeah. You're kind of like,
and
wow.
They're putting it right out there. But at the same time, when they launched, it's like,
nothing.
What games did they really have?
Crickets.
And not even, dude, they had Gran Turismo and they didn't show it off. I'm telling you, as a lifetime Gran Turismo fan, that was probably the biggest ball drop. The one thing that would get me to buy a PlayStation.
They have it.
And yeah, is what they have. And they failed miserably at convincing me to do it.
And all they had to do was show it off. All they had to do was push heavy.
Absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even from a creator influence.
Nobody got a PSVR 2. I'm not
saying
that. Like,
I haven't seen any abundance of videos pushing their games.
Because people don't have it.
So it's,
I don't mean that like, oh, hey, if you're a hardware manufacturer, you got to send people free stuff, but why don't we cover PSVR 2? Not because we have some any obligation. Not if we had a PSVR 2, we would cover it. It's just as simple as that.
We said that before it even came out.
Yeah.
We even put it out there to Sony. So, I mean, that's just the reality. Dude. But the marketing times have changed as well. And the companies that, and I'm not saying everybody should use influencers or creators or podcasters. Like,
I get it's a sensitive.
The balance of like, you're paying agencies. They should be hitting every freaking market. There's people who don't listen to the news. They listen to podcasts. There's people who watch videos or watch Twitch. They're not watching TV. So it's like, you need to hit those markets.
There's people that they just watch little TikTok videos. That's how they get their news. You got to hit every single TikTok, one.
Social, every Facebook. It's like Scott says it all the time. And that's for the developers. But this is the head of a studio talking. So it's like, take the advice. It works. And he did it without having to pay big numbers to influencers and creators. Mm-hmm. So again, like you said, maybe Sony should unload a truckload U-Haul worth of headsets and get them out there into the wild and let creators start making some videos with them and go, hey, how many creators would probably do it? But they're like, I don't own a PS5. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm already got, you know, a different headset.
Versus the... They get them, then they go through a huge back library. Well, I'm sorry, a back library.
Yeah, maybe not a huge. That's a different. That's just part of that whole.
But you know, it was a back library.
A weak launch. And I'm sad for them because although I'm an Xbox guy, I've always had PlayStations. It's just the last. I think after the 3, that was the last one I ever saw. Because I just stick to Xbox. I gotta make the choices.
I've had every PlayStation, and then 4 was my last. I never got a 5. There was nothing that really convinced me to get it, especially because now it's so much in VR. You know, it's like,
although I'm not gonna... my Xbox X, night and day from the 1.
Mm-hmm.
Not even funny. Shit loads so quick, dude. And whenever I see a game optimized for it, it looks freaking great. So just putting it out there to Microsoft, showing my love. But no, I Sony needs to, take some playbooks from indie studios.
Yeah.
It works, and understand that they have their own lane in the VR world that they have to create, and just being Sony isn't going to cut it. No. And to be honest, if you heard like Jake Smith headsets coming out in a week, there'd be people excited about it. You know, people go, I've never heard of Jake Smith, but look at that. It's only $300. Might have to give it a whirl, So we'll see what they do.
Yeah. No, I'm hoping that this is the start of
a push.
Yeah. Because that's how it kind of felt.
And Meta needs competition. They need strong competition. Look at like WWE and WCW.
Sony and
like,
Microsoft.
Yep. Fox and CNN. It's like McDonald's, Burger King. If there's no competition, it's dull.
Mm-hmm. That's the exciting part of Apple is it pushes them. That's why in terms of some software sides and stuff like that, it seems like that they're...
Well, yeah, because the same day, that's when Zuck came out.
Correct.
It
pushes them into a direction. If Nintendo dropped tomorrow, because I talk about it every week, I want Nintendo VR, it would push Meta in a positive direction because they would go, well, we got to hustle with IPs or we got to hustle with something.
Do
it
1,000,000%. Although Meta's doing... Thus far, I think a really good job.
You know what's an IP that Sony owns? I'm so surprised that they never have pushed for VR. Metal Gear Solid. I know I was never big in Metal Gear Solid, but I know people.
Is that Snake?
Yeah.
Plitzkin?
Yeah, Snake.
Snake. Or I know think Plitzkin is the...
I never got huge in Metal Gear Solid, but I know people that
Dude,
are...
Dude, I loved it.
I know people loved that are it. Fanatics for Metal Gear Solid.
Yep.
So that's one.
It was a good. It was really good.
Sitting on those. That's why if Nintendo dropped, I'm telling you, they drop with Mario games. They drop with some Zelda. Come on,
Zelda would float them to the diehards for sure. But again, you got people who love Zelda, and now you're going to try to make them buy. Depending on how they did it, if they did it the same way, like, well, you need to buy the latest Nintendo and the latest Nintendo headset, which I personally don't think.
No,
is
I think
how
they would
do it.
I think they would go standalone.
Correct, but. You know, again, just keep the realistic expectations of what you're going to expect from it, because not every Zelda player is going to go out and run and get a headset.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Zelda players are now 50.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I know people that, you know, a Zelda game dropped on the Switch, they went out and bought a Switch just for Zelda.
Yep.
So if it was a standalone headset.
But that's Zelda, not, definitely not everybody.
And I think that if that happened, I think all of a sudden we'd see some cool shit come out on the Quest 3 a year later.
Not in even terms of, a week later.
They'd be like, guys, you got to finish honest, it. It's already in the works.
They would just be. If there was a memo that circulated at Meta saying, hey, look, Nintendo's mm-hmm. going to be, because they would know, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these companies are so massive. You can't.
There's no secrets.
Yeah, they got, everybody's got people working for everybody. And you're going to know, like, hey, in 25 or 26, Nintendo's coming out with this. This is the proposed specs. All right, well, this is our time frame, folks. Mm-hmm. We got to come out with something that we can knock a couple months after release, or right before it.
We need GTA.
Ruthless.
We need GTA. They deleted that comment off their YouTube page from last week that we talked about.
Yep.
That
it was actually gone, I think.
By the time the episode had dropped.
Yeah.
It wasn't gone when we were talking about it, but by the time
some intern got scolded severely for that.
Slap.
That's all that was. That was not an official like.
No. But let's see. I'm not losing hope. So let's do one more and then let's take a little ad break before we forget. We got an interview coming up quick. You know, people don't get to see the behind the scenes too much. So sometimes I like to tease it.
Production is real.
Yeah. We got a hard stop, as they might say, in the industry.
I can't wait till we do an interview someday and we have to say that.
Yeah, so we got a hard stop.
Guys, I got a hard stop in 52 minutes.
So we'll take an ad break so I don't forget, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about the rest of the business. So as always, thank you so much to everybody that listens each and every week. But huge thank you to our Patreon supporters. You know, I give a shout out to them each and every week on our news. So now is the time for some love to them. Huge thank you to Amelia, Asim, Jake, Earth Witness, Carson, Crispy, and Shoes. So thank you all for your continued support each and every week and month, I guess you could say.
Some cases every day.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Shoes in a while.
Yeah, Shoes has been popping in a bit. I saw him the other day, but I miss my Shoes buddy.
I don't know what he's doing.
We need to get Shoes on for another game edition. Soon, I think we're a little overdue for that.
Blue Shoes,
yeah,
blue shoes.
Games with Shoes. We got to get a formal name. Maybe we can do that as a poll.
I thought Shoes came up with one last time.
I don't think that we had officially locked it in though.
No,
I think we need to do a poll in our Discord server, which is an opportune time to plug that as well. If you're a listener and you haven't joined the Discord server yet,
we have a Discord server.
Yeah, go check that out. We had some people pop in the last week that are like, "Hey, I finally hopping in here." You know, after listening for a while. So it is good to know that sometimes, you know, after we poke you for a while, week after week,
you hear it 360 times. Yeah, maybe I'll go. If I go in there, will you stop?
Yeah, so go check out our Discord server as well. A bunch of good VR discussion, VR events in terms of like game meetups and stuff like that. Those have been kicking off a lot too, as well.
Constantly growing.
Yeah, it's awesome. Book discussion. We talked about the book club the other week.
That went really well, I heard.
Yeah.
And they're doing, I'll just plug it real quick. I won't go lengthy, I promise. I think it's superhero themed. And they're going to push, I think, the I Expect You to Die series. So it's a really good time to jump into the Discord now.
Yeah, go give the Discord server some love. It's always a good time. Lots of good VR discussion, food discussion, good game advice. Meetups,
yeah.
Book club, all the good stuff.
Food porn.
Yep, a lot of food.
A lot of food porn.
A lot of pet pictures, too. Those two are probably my favorites, the food pictures and all the pictures of the cats and dogs. Good time.
Animals and food.
What's
not to love?
So go check that out. Links for that is in our Discords, or I'm sorry, is in the episode description as well. You can also find the link for the Patreon server.
Adult humor in a Discord server too. I'll just put it out there.
Yeah, definitely. That's part of the reason I love it. Definitely a more mature group.
Chadwick had me dying.
Yeah.
I won't say the comment. People can search for it, but I was thinking it. And what I like is I'll think really fucked up shit and Chadwick will just say it. He's like, no fucks given. Way too funny.
So we'll be back with you in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
Cheers to the new year from our friends at Manscaped, because your resolution shouldn't be the only things that are well kept. 2024 is the time for new heights, new opportunities, and a new look for your Times Square balls. Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the next page of confidence for this year. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or go for that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the code RUFFTALKVR for 20% off plus free shipping. Happy New Year and happy new balls. Introducing the MVP of 2024, Manscaped's fifth generation lawnmower. It's not just a trimmer. It's your grooming sidekick, equipped with two skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It's like having a personal stylist at your fingertips, or, well, whenever you need it. And did we mention it's waterproof? Because a trim in the shower is the only way to start the day. And for my men who want the full grooming experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In this grooming kit, you get the trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ear and nose hair trimmer, and essential aftercare products with the Crop Soother, ball aftershave lotion, and a Crop Preserver anti-chafing ball deodorant. As a gesture for the new year, they even threw in two free gifts, the Boxers 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag, because they know good, and well, we know you're still rocking your boxers from high school. Let's face it, resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay, thanks to Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUFFTALKVR at manscaped.com. Because nothing says Happy New Year like a deal that leaves your balls and your budget feeling refreshed. Embrace a new you, and definitely embrace a new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped.
And we are back. Dude, I know I said it last week, but I got to say it again. I'm having too much fun with Townsman VR.
Dude, I'm killing so many hours.
The campaign is like, it's a pretty good amount of time.
Games, man.
Those type of games, that was top-down strategy.
And it's my jam.
Yeah. Like you said, kill a whole battery. Easy.
Dude, every time I play it, it's killing my battery. Although it's not a big battery draw, which is incredible. Because I get,
again,
I
Quest
get a
3
few hours, man.
Quest 3 exclusive too. I still don't understand why it is, but if you're on a Quest 3, it's a good one. I was a little skeptical on the price too. We were even talking about that off air, like it was a little high price. I was like, ooh, this is kind of a lot for like a top down strategy. But there's so many hours in that campaign.
Penny.
You're not done with the campaign yet, and
nope.
You were chipping away on it while I was gone too.
Two
right?
Islands to go.
Getting,
but I OCD
so
the shit out of my island, so it's like
I don't like to leave my islands. I'll be honest with you. Like when I'm done with the level, because I'll get it so
can
good.
Redo the levels, man.
Well, like because hell no. I got
take all
I
that knowledge and go back and do the earlier levels. You'll crush it.
Well, not everything's unlocked in the earlier levels either. You might miss some stuff.
No, but you know mentally, like...
Yeah, I get what you mean.
All right, first thing I'm building is some lumber.
I'm picking up my guys and moving them.
Yeah. You know,
combat's no problem.
Doing
got
as
my
much
combat
physical
hacks.
Work as I can.
But game's so fun, man. I love that style of game. And then I was even talking with you. Like, there's not a single two-person, like, either real-time strategy or even turn-based strategy game that we can play in VR together.
No.
Like competitively. Like
no.
Old school Command and Conquer, Red Alert style, where you could even do like custom maps or, you know, just your base build and you fight other players. There's not a single one of those that I know of on the Quest.
You know what one I'd love to see somebody do?
What?
We already know Red Alert 2. You can just take that and start tomorrow. Crush, Kill, and Destroy.
Ooh.
KKND.
Yep.
That was a great another, you know, more kind of alienish space builder.
I'll take any of them. I'll take anything at this point. I just want one. Eternal Starlight was really good. That was like the space one where you move the ships and you do those rounds with, remember, I think his name was, shoot, I almost said Captain Fury, but that's the Quantar name.
Yeah. No,
the little hamster. My little hamster buddy.
Oh, no, we gave him our own nickname.
Yeah, he had a name though.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Chin Chin.
There you go. Thank you so much. That was my homie.
Yeah.
That guy was awesome.
We have one somewhere.
But that wasn't competitive. And
it
was.
We broke Dr. Chin Chin, didn't we?
No. Dr. Chin Chin's still standing, but his tail broke off.
Yep.
The like little clip on part of it. But nonetheless, you know, I would love to see one of those style games, like a Red Alert Command.
Dude, I mean, I'm just not smart enough to do it, but it's like. I would take Red Alert, Red Alert 2, I mean, and then see what you can do. I mean, I don't think it was made with Unreal, so I don't think you can just inject it and be like, voila, it is done. But that'd be the ultimate for top down.
Just casual play. I would play against you all the time.
Yeah, and if they had the ability to make your own maps and shit.
Yep.
Man.
Me and you against like, and I'll admit six other AI.
The graphics weren't top notch.
No, you don't need to make, you know? But you don't need to make it like as good as Wanderer's graphics look. You don't need it like that by any means.
Red Alert. Yeah. I'm thinking Red Matter. Sorry. Yeah. I had Red Alert stuck in my head.
But, you know, I'd love to see one of those style games.
I'd rather see somebody do that than
another shooter.
Bust out another rhythm game.
Another roguelite.
Another fitness
app. Although I say that, and every time I say that, then I love the next roguelite. But
there is a fuck ton of them.
But, you know.
Most of them are fun, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan. And I'm a fan. So they've converted me.
But just to run through the rest of the news, like we said, hard stop. So we'll try to stay on track, but sometimes it's hard with us. One of the trailers that we saw, it was a cinematic one from Mannequin, which is an upcoming game from Fast Travel VR.
Yeah.
The cinematic trailer looked nice, but I always like a good gameplay trailer.
Footage? Yes.
But in fairness, the game did just go into the open alpha, so you can kind of apply to get into that. Check out the game a bit early. It's a 2v3 game where two agents hunt down three shape-shifting mannequins. So it sounds like a fun concept.
I trust Fast Travel. So they're one of the few publishers that if they put something out there with their name attached to it, I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyond Frame, same shit.
A great thing about Fast Travel is they do both, publishing,
yeah,
yep, and then some titles are in-house as well, and this is one of their in-house ones.
Yep. So I trust them. So
yeah, I'm excited for it.
Would have liked to see the game, though, but
I get not wanting to show off the game.
They did a good job with
alpha,
the cinematic
though.
Trailer, though.
It looked really nice. I agree.
For a game in alpha, it's like wow, that's a lot of work.
And I get it, though. You know, imagine this is the first time that you're showing gameplay footage, and you show the open alpha footage, and people don't like it. It's like, yeah, but it's still so far away. It's not even in beta. It's an alpha testing.
Right.
It's so early. But I'm excited to see the finished product. You know, I have, like you said, complete faith in Fast Travel. And then another Swedish VR developer that I love so much, Resolution Games.
Resolution.
They announced that they're rolling out their first major content update for Racquet Club, a super fun VR sport game. It's its own sport. It's kind of like a mix of racquetball, tennis, you know, its own rules. They had some really cool things, like the more you volley the ball back and forth, the more points you get when you score. It's a wicked fun game, available in both VR and how I prefer to play it more, mixed reality. The reason
safer.
In my opinion, safer, and I play better because
you get small kids or animals.
Or just a tight space, because it's a big playing space in there.
You're going to do a lot of low upswings, too.
If I'm in VR, I'm hesitant with my swings, but if I'm in mixed reality, I have much more confidence because, well, I know if something's there or not, right? So, wicked fun experience, though. Loved Racquet Club. And in their new update, they're rolling out some cool stuff like solo drills. If you're playing single player, they have now some drills that you can do to get better. I think that's a much needed and very great addition. They added some player stats to track your stats competitively.
Who doesn't like stats?
Yeah, that's probably something that should have been there at launch, but I'm excited to see it roll out now because for the people that are wicked competitive and they like those PvP, you want to track it. You want to see how often you're winning. You know, in Quantar, well, that was something that kept us hooked, was always seeing our win percentage.
I still have that like one loss. That's
yeah,
it.
It's like 99%, but it's cool to have that stat. So that's wicked cool. They also added some different point system options. So, you know, the point system that I mentioned before, the more you volley it back and forth with each other, the more points it scores for. They have an option to either have it like that, or now you can do a more traditional scoring that it's 1 point no matter what. And then they also added the ability to customize if you want the ability to serve off the wall or not. So, you know, just some more match customization. I like that stuff. Then they also added some more cosmetics to unlock as well, too. So cool stuff from Resolution Games, already rolling out some pretty major updates. I think they tuned the gameplay a little bit as well. Remember when we talked to the creative director, he had said that they used machine learning so that it was going to constantly improve off of the highest skilled in players.
Yep.
So beyond, you know, some gameplay tuning, I got the impression it's always real-time tuning as well, too. So,
well, it sounds to me like also they're gearing up for potential league play, maybe some esports, because it screams it. So
yeah, 100%.
If I see you start messing with the settings to give the ability to have
customized stuff,
yeah, because usually
you already know
for league play, you all have to run the same same shit and this, stuff. So
this league is single point.
Yep.
You know, this point is this is tradition or the classic scoring of the game. This
they
league
could allow
is no
the
wall
ability
serve.
To have your own like hosted league where you could actually have brackets and you could put the players in there from each one. That would be a game. I don't see any game doing that yet.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm excited. The future of Racket Club is very...
It's strong.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep working on it, so it's only going to get better.
Dude, Resolution Games is the type of studio that tomorrow there could be an update to Cookout. You'd be like, what? What the hell?
Dude, you know? They could come out with Demio 2 tomorrow. You just never know with them.
Yeah.
They're gangster.
Do you think that they'll ever do more content for Demio, or do you think it's done? Do you think the book is closed at this point?
I think we'll get a little more.
I think
the book is closing.
If you look at how much content there is in Demio in comparison to when we first bought the game and loved it, it's insane.
It's night and day.
All there was that dude, one level.
If you buy Demio and you're like, I don't feel like I got my money's worth, it's like, you're a liar. Dude, they're 100% a liar. I finished it in 15 minutes. These levels are just not challenging. It's like, get the hell out of here. I don't know anybody who has played Demio and is not like, you better have a lot of freaking time. And it is not easy. I don't care who you play with either. It's not a walk in the park.
My aunt, your sister, she got a headset.
Yeah.
We got to get her to get
a VR user.
Yeah. We got to get her to get Demio ASAP. That's a good one.
She got Walkabout.
Yeah. That's a smart
one. She got something else. I won't even name it, but
she got VR sick off of it.
Yep.
But if she consulted us before, I would have pointed her to a much different one. She's a savage, though. She likes to seem to
right out of the gate.
Wants to go to shooters, like hardcore shooters. I was like, wow, I was not expecting that.
Like, whoa, I recommend some good shooters for you. I told her to get Ghost at Tabor.
Let's get you in Ghost at Tabor and Pop One.
Told her to jump into Discord, too.
The great thing about Pop One is it's free, so it's like it's worth trying anyway at this point.
We fell in love with it.
I think we paid $40 for it, dude.
Dude, not only that, but we probably spent $100 on skins.
They lost us, though. They got selfish. They got greedy.
Yeah.
Now they cost too much. And I noticed a correlation with our gameplay time in it.
Decreasing as the skin prices went up?
Yes.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Because that was probably something that kept us in there.
It became the, I don't care what you show me. And there were some cool ones, dude. I was like, oh, man, I really want that. And it was like, it's just not worth it.
When you had to buy... like the middle pack and it wasn't enough, like the middle pack of coins and it wasn't enough to buy the skin. Yeah. I was like, get out.
I liked it when they would offer the packs. Like and you then have the sometimes gun skins separately and too. Whatever, or you can just buy the gun or the skin. And it was like, you never had to spend more than like $5 on it, you know? But it's just like, get out of here. That'd be like Walkabout charging $20 for a DLC. Like, get the hell out of here.
How the hell are you charging more for a skin than Walkabout charges DLC?
Thank you. And the minute Walkabout started doing DLCs and we saw those prices, like, even when they went up $1,
they were like, so, like, big about it.
Social media apologetic. Like, we're so sorry. It's like $1, dude. And it's still under $5. It's like, no, Pop One can fuck off. That was, that just was dirty. But now that they're free to play, right? If they had kept the price low the whole time they were pay to play, and now that they're free to play, if they raise the price of the skin, I wouldn't have been upset about it. Because I would have been like, look, I get it. People aren't going to be spending $30 on the game. But they were raising that price, you know, way a year and a half before it even, like, you know, became free. So, like, what are you doing, man?
But for what it is, you know, if you're looking
for... It killed it for us, though.
If you're a new VR user looking for shooters, I would say Ghost of Tabor, Pop One, and contractors. I'd say those are the top three for me. And
Ghost of Tabor, I really recommend because there's so much to do in your bunker that like just, I mean, there's the learning curve, right? Do the tutorial, but there's going to be some learning curve with your bunker, figuring out all the shit, but the amount of time you can just spend in there, whether it be organizing or getting familiar or learning how to make bullets. And it's like, that's before even going into the game. And the first time you go in there, you're going to be looking all around and shit and probably get shot and be like, okay, I'm going to figure this out.
I recommend Breachers too, but it's like you really need a good group with it. So that's why that didn't make my really top good three for a new VR user.
No, you could get turned off real quick. Yeah. You're like jumping into Counter-Strike.
Even Pop 1, you know, you get a bad lobby or two, it could push you the opposite.
I remember when we first got Pop 1, I had seen people posting videos of it, and it was all on the platform. And I'm like, I don't understand this game, dude. It takes place on this weird fucking flat platform. And then we actually got the game.
We were hooked.
And I was like, holy shit, you jump off this platform?
You climb anything?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was a game. Remember getting the sweaty hands climbing the tower?
Yeah.
Wobbly knees.
Good times.
Yeah.
So I recommend it for a new VR user. Yeah. If you're looking for a shooter specifically, like, you know, my aunt did. That was crazy.
She's the one
she went to. Yeah.
Jump right in.
I was not expecting that.
No, I was thinking more like Beat Saber.
Yeah.
You know, like, which I would totally recommend. Get Beat Saber. Mm-hmm. You know, there's tons of music packs and, you know, you get your VR legs.
You even told me you went to the store page and looked at the trailer and you're like, well, yeah, how did you, what?
Yeah. I was like, what part of, in my head, I'm like, what part of this trailer does not look like it has the potential to not make you nauseous? Like, what the hell? But, that's, you know, hey, funny. New VR user, I give credit.
Yeah.
I'm happy she's on board. And
went right to the gangster side.
Uh-huh.
So, nonetheless.
Did not expect that.
No. In funny news of the last week, I laugh at this one because it's very unlikely, but props on Meta for asking. Meta is asking Apple for permission to let you AirPlay an Apple iPhone device screen to your headset. So you could do like a streaming from your phone to your headset.
Why wouldn't they though?
You need to get the okay from Apple.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying like from the Apple side, is what better olive branch?
I know. They're asking for like, they're like, can we
collab on this so that everybody wins?
I hope it gets done. I just don't think it will because Apple's kind of that.
Well, think of it like mafia related. So Apple's going to be like, all right, you know, you come to us with a favor. You want something. So we're going to do this favor for you. But someday we're going to have a favor for you. We might ask you to hold back on that little hardware boost for a month. You never know. But I think we can do this. That's how that's going to play out. There's no reason Apple should say no to that. And from a consumer standpoint,
everybody wins.
If you're an Apple consumer and you heard that Apple allowed that, you're going to be pretty stoked. If you're a Meta user and you found out Apple's going to allow that, you're going to be pretty stoked. So to me, it's a win for both companies. And it shows like this VR unity, you know?
I agree.
And it's like, why, again, the space isn't that big enough that we need to have these, you know, full-blown flat-screen wars going on in a niche market that everyone needs to win from.
No, I agree. I would hope that it gets done. I'm not 100%.
Dude, that'd be so nice, though.
That'd be cool. Just yesterday, I needed to send you something from my phone.
Yeah.
And remember, I was changing batteries in my controller at the same time. It was just kind of like a thing versus I could have gone hand-tracking and, like, just, you know, point and click and on my, come on, game changer.
The relationships will be huge.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe we're already at the point where there's no turning back and the corporate spies are out. And
let's see. VR was always that friendly little industry. Mm-hmm. That's always what we had said. But
dude, even from a developer side, we've seen the shift is changing.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of helpful people giving free advice, but man, be careful who you listen to.
Things are a little bit more competitive is all we're saying.
Yeah, just look at the marketing aspect. Mm-hmm. You don't market, you're doomed.
But, you know, nonetheless, another game that I'm so excited for finally coming to the Quest. It was available on PC and PS5 with optional VR support. It's called Humanity, and now it's coming to the Quest on March 14th, and it's like a top vision puzzler where you move a bunch of human characters from point A to point B to try to get, I guess, lead them to safety.
Looks like Follow the Leader.
Yeah, it looks like a really cool concept where they're like, I don't know how you move them. It looks like a beam of light that attracts them or something like that. And then there's a huge group of people that seems to grow the longer you do it is how it looks. And you got to get them to like hop over things. You got to lead them just to safety, make sure they don't fall off the edge, and then get them to the final spot. Seems a really simple concept, but looks challenging. And it looks kind of made for VR too, like that little point grab. And
I definitely want to play it, but I'm not going to lie.
Called Humanity.
If the game music is what I heard in the trailer,
that was the first thing you said.
I will not play it.
Yeah, the trailer music was pretty atrocious.
For what they're offering, I was like, and dude, nobody loves music scores and shit more than we do, right?
Yeah, I just didn't like that one.
Did not care for it. And I hate saying that.
It was actually annoying.
Well, yeah, dude, I told you, I'm like, dude, I really want to play this, but if that's what I have to listen to, this is going to suck. Because you've got a game that looks like it could be really great, and it could be really fun.
And here we are,
and I'm listening around to music that doesn't want me to listen to. So we'll see. Still going to get it. Just whether or not I make it more than 5 seconds. We'll see.
Speaking of that, we got an interview later this week with Top Right Corner, the developers of Flock of the Low God.
Yeah.
Wicked fun. It's available on App Lab now in early access. It's not finished yet in terms of like all the polish and stuff like that, but it runs really smooth. I didn't have any glitches or anything in the limited time I play. The reason I say limited time I play, because I am a wuss and I cannot play these type of games.
It's frightening.
Dude, I remember when I was trying to click on it to open the app and I was like, dude, I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't open this. I was home alone.
It's like begging you.
It's like 10 p.m.
Come on, dude. Just click it. I'm like, I'm already in. You're going to leave me hanging.
And then so I go in there. I load in right from the music. And the whole vibe of that police station, I was like, I don't want to be in here. I don't like to feel like this in a game. You're sitting there peeing yourself because you had already done the tutorial, so you knew what I was in for.
Yeah,
and you're
no
like,
spoilers.
Just at least play to this point.
Yeah.
At least play to this point because you already...
I sold it well to you,
You
though.
Already knew.
No, yeah.
And then
exactly
and then it happened, and I was like, screw you. And then I played a little bit more, some more bad shit happened I don't want to talk about. And I was like, I can't. I tried my best. Yeah. I did a good 30 in it, a good 40. And I was like, I can play this again. I'll play it again next time it's sunny out. And then I'm hearing you, and I was like, I'm going to Townsman. I'm going to feel happy there. And then I hear you playing. And then like 5 minutes later, you go, no, 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 no.
Dude.
And then like you kept being like, oh, fuck. You kept like freaking out.
I was getting angry at myself.
I was crying laughing. And I was like, and you wanted me to stay in there?
I'm like,
you're better equipped at horror games, and do you hear yourself?
I'm like, there's no way zeros and ones are getting the better of me.
And they were a bit.
Dude, listen.
Don't play it at night that late. I think that's where I messed up.
I didn't encourage it.
If you like that type
of... You need to play it at midnight, and it was a fucking full moon last night too, by the way. So it makes it even more spooky. But if jump scares and being scared shitless are not your thing... Don't go anywhere near it.
No.
You're going to hate life.
You're going to hate
it. But if you like that feeling of scared and like, I got to the point last night where I backed myself up into a corner and I was like, I'm just hanging out right here. And this is where my game ends tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I'm legit.
You got to the point that I was at.
I was frightened.
So, but there's people that love that type of horror game and spooky, scary game.
It's exhilarating, dude. To be scared, like legit scared. Come on.
If that is your cup of tea, Flock of the Low God is a home run.
I want the little music soundtrack of...
The music is killer right from the start. So
it is the perfect storm of music meets story meets action and horror. It's like, if it was a happy game and you heard that music, you'd be scared.
Mm-hmm.
So start throwing in scary shit with scary shit on top of scary shit. It's the perfect recipe.
So while I am excited to talk to them, you know, I can't finish it. You know, I think that anybody...
You'll finish it.
Eventually. I got to play in daytime when people are home, you know?
Can you come out with pass-through mode?
But, you know, again, for anybody that likes that type of game, I highly recommend Flock of the Low God, and I'm so excited to talk to them. You know, so that'll be later this week. That's part of our hard stop. You know, I don't want to miss that interview. That's a big one
for me.
Can't
keep important peeps waiting.
No, we've talked to Dan Clifton, the creator of it, of Top Right Quarter. Yeah, he's the creator. They've also done Atlas Mystery, a game, in my opinion, that still should be on the official store.
You were bitching last. Why can't they just do, look, their last game was Atlas Mystery, man. I don't need this in my life.
I was escalated.
Don't need this in my life.
I think I was saying, like, I like to feel happy.
Yeah, I play games to feel happy. I like to escape. And you were like mumbling about Townsman, like, see, this is, there's nothing wrong with this. It's peaceful. I feel happy.
Yeah, see, I got you laughing hard when 10 minutes in, just, we were silent. We weren't talking at all.
Yeah.
And then, like, out of nowhere, I just go, see, when I play Townsman, I just feel happy.
Yeah.
And you just start freaking crying, laughing. But I knew I stopped at the right time because all of your biggest screams came after I stopped playing. So I was like, I stopped at the right time. So, horror game fans, enjoy Flock of the Low God. In other news, Bootstrap Island, a game that was featured on the Rough Talk VR gaming showcase, looks very tight. For you PC VR users, I'm jealous. They launched in early access on Steam VR.
Correct.
And it looks really good. So if you're a PC VR user, you like that type of, you know, survival exploration game, Bootstrap Island. That's what I gathered it was. Of course, I haven't played. The game looks really fun. I'm excited for that.
Graphics look great.
I hope we see it make its way to standalone VR because that's one that I'm super interested in. And then Arizona Sunshine 2, I meant to mention this earlier, they rolled out a cute little update that lets you replace the cosmetic of Buddy, your dog, as a little corgi in the game. So yeah, I think
I wonder if they're going to give a chihuahua.
Well, now that this is an option, I didn't even know that this was on the books, you know? I didn't even know that
imagine
this was...
Imagine a zombie chomping chihuahua.
Well, dude, even the corgi is small. It's going to be hilarious watching him take people out. And I agree, the chihuahua would be... It jumps all the way up to the head.
Or a little, like, toy poodle, you know? Yeah. It could do anything at this point.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know that this was even an option.
Dog's name is still Buddy.
Yeah.
So they didn't re-voice over...
Nope. Well, there's nothing to voice over. It's just a dog bark. That's why it's a genius. I'm like, wow.
Well, no, when they tell you the dog's name.
Correct, but I'm saying, like, they don't need to do anything for the dog besides the skin. All the barks will be the same regardless of breed or anything.
Free update.
Mm-hmm. You could even do a fully zombie skinned one.
Like if you can hold the two weapons because it'd be pretty funny looking all jacked up.
Oh my goodness. You made me want a chihuahua one.
Shit.
You made me want a chihuahua.
Well, when I saw the corgi, I'm like, oh man, you got to do a chihuahua.
Just for comedic value?
Fuck yeah. The humor's there anyways. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to get this tiny little chihuahua.
I'm pretty sure chihuahuas, like, origins are in Mexico as well, and you're in Arizona, right? I mean, like, close geographically, enough, right? It's pretty close. It would make sense for there to be little chihuahuas. They're little survivors, too. They can hide in small spots.
They think they're big, so.
Yeah. Little man, you sold me. But I got to check out the corgi.
Little legs dangling from the neck.
And they did a Quest 3 enhancement that we haven't checked out yet as well. So Vertigo Games, they're doing good. They're waving this, you know, this meat in front of me. They're like, hey, come play again the story game that you already beat. Come check it out again. And you're like, no, I'll get to it. And then they're like, hey, but we got a corgi. And you're like, damn it. I might have to go check it out. So props to Vertigo Games, continuously rolling out free content updates for an already great game. That makes me wonder, you know, what else is coming. And like I said, they've opened up Pandora's box. Now I want all the dog skins. So that was wicked cool to see. And then Iron Strike, a game that actually won our Sleeper of the Year award for our gaming award show. Dude, it's a fun game. It's a up to 4-person VR roguelite game. We've only played it 2-person, and it's funny, we watched their new trailer. First thing out of your mouth is, man, I really want to play this one 4-person. Player.
Yeah.
You know, they did an update, tuning up the gameplay a little bit. They added some music tracks, a couple new weapons, some new dialogue lines. So I guess some more incentive to play it again. But I would do a run of Iron Strike on any day of the week.
Well, they got buried at launch. So I think they got
to get me started. I haven't ranted about it.
No, we don't need to. I think if they keep making little changes, then everyone's going to notice and they'll keep talking about it. And instead of doing like a batch of shit at once, it's like, don't take the risk. to me, they got a really fun game.
Variety of weapons.
Yeah. So man, just keep putting out little things to make it better and more incentive. And
they do a good job making you try all the different weapons too, because you have to switch your weapon mid run a couple times.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
But you're going to try some things that you never would have tried because it's the only option.
You have to.
It's the best of the three.
There's no choice.
So I agree with four people, everybody having different weapons. Oh man, the game would be a lot of fun. But even two person, it's a lot of fun. It's cool to see them do updates. And yeah, I agree. I think they're just trying to get into the new cycle just a little bit. If you like that style of game, co-op gaming, especially sword play, although in fairness, they do have some wands, but I'm not too big of a fan of those.
Nope.
They do shoot like a mofo though, but it's more of a sword play game to me. If you like that style of gameplay, Iron Strike's a home run. I really enjoyed it. And then last couple piece of news, there's a new game coming from the Gods of Gravity developers. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's called Yeeps VR.
Yeeps.
Yep. It looks kind of like Rilla Tag movement.
Can't tell you nothing about it.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet or anything like that. They're doing some playtest sessions is how they do it. As if you join their Discord, they're doing like,
I signed up for one or like they raffle it. I didn't. I don't like I don't want to win because I don't like being like, well, it's between 1 and 3 Pacific time. I'm like, I can't always make these.
Yeah,
I
never commit to those. Then you're going to take a spot from somebody too. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. So
I can't tell you nothing about it.
I'll check it out when it's like, available to just go hop in and play a game. But Gods of Gravity, great game. I'm so excited to check out their new one. There's been a couple games that have done that guerrilla tag movement, like Out of Hand. Mm-hmm. I love that one, but I'm not always 100% sold on it, so I'm curious to check this one out. And there was another one that was even announced with that kind of guerrilla tag movement called Stilt VR. And I guess they call it that because the arms are kind of like these stilts.
Like pogo sticks.
Yeah, and you bounce around just like that as well. So that's coming out on March 8th to the Quest as well. You can kind of see that movement becoming.
March is going
to
be a busy release month.
You already see those kind of filling in fast. I mean, geez, Wanderer, I'll give them props for announcing their date, 3 months in advance. Like, hey, everyone.
They're just letting people know.
We're coming out June 27th, and we're going to be big. I think the game's going to be like $50 as well, too. I think I saw them posting on social media. Wanderer, I mean. So.
You know what's going to be big?
What?
The Grim Map.
Yeah.
I think it's just under 7 miles.
They post some nice teasers in their Discord as well, too, so I highly recommend joining the...
Spoon just posted a one a couple of days ago.
Yeah, so if you're not in the Grim Discord, highly recommend being in there.
Constant movement.
And then I think that just about wraps it up for news.
Nice.
We did a good job. We did it.
Came in under budget.
We're cutting it damn close. We got, we got a little pee break time, and that's about it. But, comes with age. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. Stay tuned for our interview later this week with top right corner, Flock of the Low God. That'll be good. I'm excited. And then other than that, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. Check out the Patreon. Check out the Discord. I've brushed the dust off. I feel back to podcasting again. It feels good. Felt a little rusty at the start, but here we are. Good to go. So other than that, stay tuned.
Take care.
Ciao, ciao. Enjoy the rest of your day.